number 7, Hector Esquivel versus Mukasey. And Ms. Sadiq?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Sadi Sadiq, and I represent Mr. Hector Esquivel in this case. This case concerns a unique factual and legal situation and requires this Court to determine whether an individual who previously had a deportable offense waived under former Section 212C can apply for a Section 212C waiver again in order to waive a new ground of inadmissibility.
You know, Ms. Sadiq, in effect, it seems that you want us to treat the Section 212C waiver that Mr. Esquivel obtained in 1989 for his attempted murder conviction as though the waiver expunged the conviction. And I've been trying to think of what precedent would support such an expansive treatment of the waiver.
Your Honor, we are not requesting this Court to expunge the conviction, because if we had requested that, and we made this argument before the immigration judge as well, the immigration judge would not be able to take into consideration the attempted murder conviction at all in the context of a new 212C application. Rather, we're arguing, what does it mean when an individual has had an offense that forms the basis of deportability waived? What impact does that have upon a subsequent request for 212C where the ground of inadmissibility is wholly different than the one that was previously waived? So we're not asking for an expungement in that sense. Rather, what we're asking is for this Court to recognize that what does the impact of a waived offense have upon an individual?
Well, here, tragically, Mr. Esquivel truly blew it. He's lucky enough to get a waiver. He retains his status as a lawful permanent resident, notwithstanding his conviction for attempted murder. And then he throws it all away by committing retail theft.
Your Honor, yes, there are obviously certain criminal convictions in this case, but the issue of whether or not he should be able to still apply for a second waiver, Congress never intended that application to be foreclosed when it implemented 212C. And we can see this if we look at subsequent legislative history in the enactment of the cancellation of removal provisions.
But when Congress amended the definition of aggravated felony in 1996, it provided expressly that the new definition would apply regardless of whether the conviction occurred before the amendment took effect. And given the clear intent to apply the new definition retroactively, I just can't figure out what room there is for Mr. Esquivel to contend that the IJ and the BIA should not have invoked the new definition.
But the key here is that he is not applying for 212C for the first time for the aggravated felony offense. If we were before you today and he had never had that offense waived, then yes, there is strong argument that he is not eligible because the aggravated felony offense would apply retroactively. And this Court discussed that same issue in Velez-Lotero. Rather, what we have here is a distinct set of facts where that offense has been waived, and it does not form the basis of a new ground of inadmissibility. That's clear because the Department of Homeland Security did not charge the attempted murder conviction in a subsequent notice to appear. The only basis for his inadmissibility are his two misdemeanor retail theft convictions. And it's clear that under 212C, he is eligible and remains eligible for those offenses. So we are asking this Court to consider the effect of a previous waiver on his subsequent or future request, and a request which is clear that Congress did not foreclose. It foreclosed, or for lack of a better word, saw the gap that individuals could have in applying for multiple 212C applications, these multiple forms of waiver, So in the cancellation of removal provisions, it's explicit that one can only apply for that relief one time. That's not the situation with 212C. So we are dealing with a unique set of circumstances. And I obviously understand this Court's concern in that Mr. Esquivel has had a previous opportunity to a waiver, but because Congress has allowed him the opportunity to file for that same form of relief for a different set of offenses does not mean that he is essentially reapplying for 212C for the first time for an initial application because of the aggravated attempted murder conviction from 1979. And case law of this circuit and others makes it clear that Congress did not permit, again, the cancellation of removal provisions to be available to an individual who's been granted 212C for an aggravated felony offense. So again, it foreclosed that form of relief by its explicit enactment of the cancellation removal provisions. The statutory scheme at 212C doesn't indicate that that is the case for a second application for 212C. Now, going to the issue of whether or not his attempted murder offense is even an aggravated felony, and again, although you've mentioned Judge Rovner, and this Court has indicated in Velez-Lotero that IRA-IRA sought to apply the definition retroactively, it did not, again, address the issue of a second request for 212C. And this is the factual distinction that is key in this situation and requires us to then take the next step to look at what effect does a waiver have upon an individual. And for a lawful permanent resident, having a waiver obviously not only means that he or she is not deportable at that time, but it also grants other certain relief. In certain situations, you can still apply for citizenship and obtain citizenship even though you've received a waiver. You can enter the U.S. freely and come back and not be required to be put in proceedings again to determine your inadmissibility. So a waiver does have a significant effect, and we need to separate that issue from the issue of dealing with this case as though he's applying for 212C for the first time, and that being for the attempted murder conviction, because we would concede, Your Honors, that he is probably not eligible for 212C if he were applying in 2005 for the attempted murder conviction. But what we're dealing with here are the two misdemeanor retail theft convictions, and that's what this court we're asking this court to address. Again, there is no statutory limit for our
rebuttal.
Okay. I'll reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal. Thank you.
Ms. Wolf.
Good morning. May it please the Court. Kelly Walls for the respondent, the Attorney General. Between the time Mr. Esquivel was granted 212C relief in 1989 and the time he applied for a second 212C waiver in 2005, Congress amended the eligibility requirements for 212C relief, eliminating the waiver for aliens convicted of aggravated felonies who had served at least 5 years for those convictions. Thus, despite Mr. Esquivel's previous grant of 212C, he remains convicted of an aggravated felony, and he served 7 years for that attempted murder conviction. Thus, in 2005, he was ineligible to waive the finding of inadmissibility relating to his two retail theft convictions. In 1990, in the Immigration Act, Congress eliminated the waiver for aliens convicted of an aggravated felony who served a term of imprisonment of at least 5 years. That amendment expressly applied to any 212C application filed on or after November 29, 1990. Mr. Esquivel applied for his application in 2005, well after the 1990 enactment, and therefore the question becomes, is he convicted of an aggravated felony? And the answer to that is yes. The 212C waiver that he received in 1989 did not expunge this conviction from his record. He remains convicted of an attempted murder, which is an aggravated felony, under the IRA-IRA definition, which the Congress enacted in 1996. And Judge Rovner, as you recognize, Congress made this definition expressly retroactive. Thus, the fact that Mr. Esquivel was convicted prior to the initial definition of an aggravated felony is of no consequence. Today, he remains convicted of an aggravated felony, and he admits to serving at least 7 years for that offense. Therefore, he is clearly ineligible under the Immigration Act of 1990 to receive a grant of 212C today. Further, the immigration judge was not estopped from considering the prior grant of 212C or the effect of the aggravated felony conviction because the issue of his inadmissibility relating to the two retail theft convictions had never been previously litigated, as they were not even committed or convicted until 1991 and 1994. So the immigration judge properly considered the fact that the aggravated felony attempted murder conviction did have an impact on the 212C application in 2005. If this court doesn't have any questions, I would just conclude by asking that the court deny Mr. Esquivel's petition for review as he is ineligible for the relief he requested.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much time? 2 minutes, Ms. Sadiq.
Thank you, Your Honors. I just want to bring up one quick point with respect to whether or not the immigration judges is stopped from looking at the aggravated, the attempted murder conviction in his new new application for 212C. And we would posit to this court that not only does the law of the case decide that this offense is not an aggravated felony, because it's clear at the time that Mr. Esquivel committed the attempted murder conviction, the aggravated felony ground had not even been created, but also that the court is stopped from looking at the offense and deciding and determining whether or not he has present eligibility for two unrelated offenses. That issue has been decided. The immigration judge granted his waiver application, and the Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed it. So therefore, Your Honors, that Immigration Court was estopped, and the Board of Immigration Appeals from considering the attempted murder conviction in terms of determining whether or not he remains eligible for a new set of application for 212C. Again, once he's given the opportunity to apply for 212C, we're not arguing that the court cannot then look at the attempted murder conviction in determining whether or not to allow the waiver to be granted as a matter of discretion. Simply that the immigration court was stopped from pretermitting his application on the basis of an attempted murder or a conviction that was already decided. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you, Ms. Sadiq, and thank you, Ms. Walls. And the case will be taken under advisement. And we